2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
Deck handling trials of Northrop Grumman's X-47B were featured in a video on defense blog The Dew Line, as were a wind tunnel test of the Embraer KC-390. Israeli airspace is very small and congested, writes Ari Egozi on his blog Aerial View, Commercial traffic, general aviation, Air Force manned aircraft, and unmanned air systems are growing in number. The problems of control are obvious. He cited an incident in which pilots of two Israeli Lockheed Martin F-16s flying a training sortie suddenly spotted a paraglider in front of them at the same low altitude. Only immediate reaction avoided a fatal accident. This instance, he writes, is further proof that something drastic has to be done to control the flying objects that are not considered aircraft and therefore are not under the strict regulations of the Israeli Civil Aviation Authority. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. 2 years ago, Flight International was offered a preview of the Boeing 787's flying qualities when Mike Gerzanix flew and reported on CAE's full flight 787 simulator. The day before my evaluation flight of the aircraft itself, I spent time in one of Boeing's simulators, writes Paul Smith, which would prepare me for the real thing. The preview Dreamliner was first test aircraft ZA-005, configured with General Electric Gen X-1B engines. The flight deck was production representative, while the passenger cabin was configured for flight test operations. Aviation buffs the world over would agree that if it looks right, it will probably fly right, and as I walked to the preview aircraft, I was once again reminded of how pleasing the 787 is on the eye. The gentle sweep of the wings, the smooth composite surfaces, and the unique noise-reducing engine nacelles paint the picture of a bird yearning to fly. Aesthetics aside, what makes the Dreamliner's design so intriguing is how Boeing has balanced the needs of its three main constituencies, the paying passenger, the purchasing airline, and the operation and maintenance crew. British Airways has revealed that its Airbus A380s will have a four-class layout with 469 seats, comprising 212 on the upper deck and 257 on the lower. It has also disclosed that its Boeing 787-8s will be fitted with 214 seats in three classes, but the carrier has yet to identify the routes on which the jets will be deployed. The initial destinations will be unveiled in spring 2013. Lufthansa will move 52 aircraft to its low-cost subsidiary Germanwings for the planned transfer of its decentralized European network next year. Starting on July 1st, Germanwings will gradually take control of Lufthansa's continental routes outside its main hubs in Frankfurt and Munich over a two-year transitioning period. The equipment transfer will cover 29 Airbus A319s and 320s from Lufthansa's mainline fleet and 23 Bombardier CRJ-900 regional jets. The latter are, and will continue to be, operated by Lufthansa's regional subsidiary Eurowings. Airbus has completed primary structural assembly of the first flying prototype A350-900 and transported it to the testing station next to the assembly line in Toulouse. The twin jet MSN-1 has been moved on its own undercarriage for the first time for the final assembly line. It is yet to be equipped with its Rolls-Royce Trent XWB power plants. Airbus is aiming to perform the maiden flight of the aircraft around mid-2013. MSN-1 is the first of five flight test airframes which will be constructed. The U.S. Air Force is expecting to award sole-source contracts to four firms to develop technology for its long-range standoff cruise missile program. Contracts will be awarded to Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and Raytheon. These firm, fixed-price contracts will procure trade studies in support of the long-range standoff program in preparation for the technology development phase, reads a U.S. government contract solicitation notice.